this morning I got so carried away with the preparation of the cocktail that I forgot to mention the state of play in the rules area. Now, you've all been kind enough not to notice it. Probably because, like me, you've been the victim of this Freudian slip, which is the lice of the rule negotiations goes on. But our friend Guillermo leaves us. And that's probably what has generated this confusion in my mind. Now, as we all know, Guillermo has had to deal with extremely tough issues, and he spent quite a lot of time trying to adjust, convinced, as all chairs have to do. For instance, he had to argue that zero was not one, but no, zero was zero. He had to argue that fishery subsidies don't lead to produce more fish, but less fish. He also had to argue that substantially all trade is, of course, all trade, but not exactly all trade. He made his best efforts to convince that below-cost financing may sometimes be above-average cost financing. So these are a few issues which he's been playing with. Of course, a number of these issues are left to his successor. So let's conclude that Guillermo has no default. He may recognize at the extreme borderline that he may have a few non-qualities, but he will, I'm sure, leave it there. Above all, he's a friend, a personal friend, a friend of the organization, a friend of the system, not surprisingly, given his nationality. We all know good friends may leave physically, but they remain with us, and I'm sure, like a number of his illustrious or prestigious Uruguayan predecessors, they will remain with us. Our doors will be open to you as they are open to them, and we know full well that there is a huge pit of wisdom, experience, which we for sure will use for the future. So in my name and in the name of the Secretariat, Guillermo, best of luck.